put in outside of the Portland Antifa protest. And I think you guys are going to be pretty pleased with the results when I pull this camera around here in just a sec. And we're about to go up over there and just show you what's going on. But and I have no doubt that they're going to heckle and scream. So I just want to be able to get this out before I walk right over there. Last night, or this morning, actually, the police actually went in there and ripped down the Antifa camp. Now, I want you guys to understand that this is what victory looks like. Hey, what's going on, guys? Welcome in. Just Cause, Bo Williams, good to see you guys slowly rolling in here. So this, for those of you guys that don't know, this is what victory looks like. Now, a lot of people look at it and they say, this is silly, you know, we should be fighting. No, we shouldn't. We should actually make the federal government do the job. And before I go over there and show you guys this, before I go back over there, I wanted to clear the air on a couple things. You guys, it's right down here at the end of the street. I'm like 2 minutes away. And they all see me, and so they're just waiting to heckle, right? I wanted to clear the air on a couple things. When in this country, and this is my opinion, all right, before we get into madness, when in this country did we decide that you have to be hardline one way or the other? Why can't we find some middle ground on some things? This is what Charlie Kirk, this is what Steven Crowder, this is what everybody does, right? Because we're all going to have our own personal beliefs. You know, for some reason, we think that when we have elected officials that get in office, that they only represent one group. And that's not true. They actually represent the entire population that they're supposed to represent. So take, for example, some of you guys that might be, you know, anti-abortion. Great. That's the side of the house I'm on. So you're anti-abortion. Well, you know, what if you would find some middle ground and say, look, we can federally pass a law that says anything after 4 months, unless it's a medical necessity to save the mother's life or like limbs, things of that nature, right? It's gone. How many babies would you guys have actually saved? So you guys let me know if the audio is okay, because I'm about to go down here. And I feel the same way about, you know, like ICE. Obviously, you guys know, like, I'm pro ICE, but I'm not 100% pro kicking everybody out of the country. And none of that stuff matters. And I didn't talk about it for a reason. Right. Like, and the reason I don't talk about it is because truthfully, it doesn't matter. I'm out here just giving you guys the facts, but these are just certain things that I've like learned since I've been out here that, you know, we just can't be that way. So they are slowly setting up a new camp over there by that van. The van's got lots of trash in this. And I see your usual antagonists that are over there doing it, but Portland police is locking it down. The guy, and I'm going to show you guys this incident now that it's in broad daylight and you guys are able to see kind of where Tommy was assaulted and what took place and like where all that went down, because it's a little bit quieter out here. And I want to show you guys that if for whatever reason, people like to come out here and show you guys things when it's screaming. And I've done a fairly good job, I think, of showing you guys that it's not just constant madness. As a matter of fact, like if I turn around and I flip this camera around behind me, this whole area back over here in the back, actually really beautiful place, right? And there's a really nice walk along the riverfront back down over there. Portland's actually a really beautiful town. And you guys are going to see that here in just a sec. I don't understand why it's getting painted a certain way. I stated it's not a war zone. I stated that for a reason. So this is the blockade. And Nick, I think you're going to be happy to see this. If nobody else has told you, now you can. The Antifa camp is gone, right? We talked about this. And there's even less cops out here today, right? There's less police. We see local police that are out here. There was state police out here. Oh, that's Portland police that's out here. There was state cops out here last night, but they're all gone. I'll keep you out of frame, man. Sorry. You know, but I just wanted to show you guys, that's the sidewalk where the Antifa camp was at for the longest time, and it's gone. And also notice something else about here. Listen, shh. You guys hear that? Exactly. You don't hear anything. You know why you don't hear anything? Because it's quiet. They actually took things and they restored what's called law and order. And I don't blame the local PD or anybody else. You know, you got different policies and procedures and everything else that has to take place. But it does look like right over there, right down the street, they're trying to set up a new camp. So I have no doubt that they're going to come out and they're going to whine and complain. And we'll go right back to this. But the important thing is that people are actually able to go about their daily lives. So these people that were living here in this building that have children, there's young babies that live in there. The HVAC units that sit on top of these, when these streets are getting fumigated with tear gas, get sucked into that building. I don't know what medical conditions every baby has or if there was a premature baby that lives in that building, but what I do know is tear gas causes a little bit of respiratory disruption. So no baby deserves to have to breathe in tear gas because there's so much out here, because there's a bunch of kids that want to yell and scream at a building, right? It's just the way it goes. Ducking the camera, try to keep the officer off camera. Everybody's just out here getting doxxed. Fox News did a story on the people in that building today. That's good. I'm glad they did, but I want you guys to see this. That's a clear sidewalk, Nick. So when you come back, this is the end result. And I want to prove this to you guys, right? There's a lot of people that are upset with like my means and methods I ended up using. But I wanted to also show you that it's what, 4 o'clock in the afternoon? And it's quiet, right? Somewhere around 4 p.m. here local, and it's absolutely quiet. Check this out. Now, I might get yelled at as I walk through here, but I also want you guys to see this, right? Like, there's one cop holding it down, and it's pretty chill. There was a guy out here, like, there's a little party out here. There's a guy out here on, like, a unicycle earlier. But I'm just trying to show you guys that this is chill, and this is one side, right? So if this was different, we'd have a bunch of people on the street yelling and screaming at the building, everything else, but it's pretty chill. Not a hell of a lot going on down here. Maybe we'll get attacked walking through Kevin, who knows, all right? But again, I can walk down the street, everybody else can walk down the street, and that's what it's about. I have no problem with people having their stuff out here and doing their thing, setting up. We just want to be able to do whatever it is that we do, you know what I mean? So we're going to go right down here to the other side. It's Portland, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, that is what it is. That's a short walk. What you guys are about to see is a very, very short walk. We're going to turn around the block, we're going to come over to this other corner here in just a sec. This whole area down here has been built up really nice. You guys can see it. Like, you got some beautiful buildings. It's a beautiful waterfront, like literally right down here. If you guys actually want to stick around, I'll take you for a walk by the river. Don't believe your lying eyes. Well, it's also daylight out. It's a little bit more chilly, but it's daylight. Now, the question is how long are these cops actually going to do their job and hold down the street and keep people from doing everything that they're going to do? A lot of people believe that this isn't going to last. Last night, there's a bunch of people out there. There was a little bit of violence. Luckily, nobody died, right? So luckily, nobody was out here. Nobody died. News cameras. You guys can see them set up on the corner just past that Max, right? Like over there on the right. I'm sure we're going to go walk in front of them. They're trying to find people to interview. Great. Great, great, great. But again, I want to show you guys this. You guys remember what this was like when they actually came in here and blocked it off. This is what results look like. And there's this saying that we had inside of the military, which is work smarter, not harder. And then inside the SF community, we had another one that said, you're a Green Beret, you'll figure it out. So what I want to point out to you guys is that what is your end result that you are trying to achieve? Mine, when I came out here, the end result was peace, restoring peace, show people the truth. And what I would like to see at the end of the day is law enforcement officers actually doing their job. So here's the other one. Here you go. Portland PD hanging out over here. This is the other intersection, all right? That's the ICE building right down here at the end of the street, just over the top of that white car. That's the ICE building with boards and everything all over the window, right? You guys like that? You see how that works, right? More tape. You don't need more tape. Do you know why? Because the cops are legitimately doing their job. And all of this is as a direct result, in my opinion, of the different things that we've been doing since we've been out here. And that's pretty freaking awesome, guys. And I don't know why a lot of people can't see it, right? So now they're going to come out here and they'll be like, and there, you can see the cops all the way down at the other end. Those are the railroad tracks. You know, I've been talking to JD DeLay over like the last, I don't know, 24 hours, right? He's a pretty cool bro. Probably going to do like a joint pod with him. And came to find out that him and Nate from Valhalla, you guys know we're buddies. Him and Nate from Valhalla are bros too. So maybe we're all going to do a joint thing over this weekend. So what you guys are actually going to see, probably for the 3,429 of you guys that are currently tuning in, I just want to let you guys know what you're probably going to see here in a couple hours. Well, maybe not a couple hours. Definitely this weekend for sure. I'm going to hang around for this weekend and see that trash building. Definitely over this weekend. I'm trying to arrange it right now so me, Nate, and JD can come down here together. And we're going to make sure that this thing doesn't change. This is what it's all about. Spot the Fed? Nah. I don't even know, man. I mean, there might be one Fed or two Feds out here, but they ain't around. It's a very short clip, right? And I didn't intend on this being the most exciting thing because it's not right now. But the important thing is that this is success. JD would be good to have on. Yeah, you're right, man. Like me and that bro, we've been talking quite a bit, actually. Talked to him for like, it was kind of gay. We talked for like hours this morning. Like, I'm not gonna lie. It was kind of weird. I was like talking with him, FaceTiming with him on the river's bank, right? So I want to show you guys this now that we're here. I know you guys all saw Tommy got assaulted last night. And there's some pretty good videos out there. There's no point in me even walking up to the other one. So I want you guys to see this next one. There's some pretty good videos out there that people have put together. That thing was beyond coordinated, right? Beyond coordinated. Even when I was walking away last night, there's a reason I killed the stream when I did. Make sure Tommy's taken care of. He didn't get arrested. He didn't get charged. He actually got taken straight home, which is good. I've actually been talking to him and he's very well taken care of. Obviously, you guys know Nick went back to the White House along with some of the other dudes. So a lot of the cameras are gone right now. But I wanted to show you guys this. I wanted to show you actual how you can be peaceful talk to people and still get a positive end result, right? Which is everybody's rights are respected and that people are free to do their job, work, all that other crap. Now, we all were talking and we're going to cape at this and make sure that it's set straight. And you guys know I'm from here. It's my hometown. So yeah, I care about it. Right now, it's not as exciting as you would think, right? Not that many people that are out here. It's chill. There was a much larger, I don't even want to call it a protest, showing of people here earlier on this day, but it's kind of gone away. So now what we're going to do is we're going to go back. This is the original place. I was leaning right up here talking to you guys when I first started the live session. Now we go to kind of where that whole assault deal on Tommy went down, right? Here we go. So, you guys say I'm very naive. It's funny. I didn't see any of you guys coming out here and making these things happen. But yeah, you know, if you guys have better ways to get things done, again, end results are what matters, ladies and gentlemen. End results are what matters. I'm one man, come down here to a bunch of chaos. We got together, organized, came up with a game plan, and the end result is exactly what we have now. So you might not like it, but that's the end result. So this is the location right over here across the street with what happened to Tommy. Now, from my understanding, that sidewalk that's over there, this orange cone, that last orange cone in the street, there's a little sidewalk. That's kind of what they said. They like marked their territory and like that's theirs. And so maybe that's why Tommy was over there filming. I don't know, but they were giving him crap, right? And so he threw, they went and they grabbed his monopod, I guess you could call it, like his little camera mic. And he turned, and this is where you guys saw them all running down yesterday. Now, this is the rooftop. That building right there is where his tripod ended up getting thrown on, all right? Yeah, people tell me I'm naive. Like, y'all don't think I know what I'm doing, and you guys don't think I know how I look when I did what I did? Dead ass wrong. I thoroughly understand what happened, and I thoroughly understand people that are upset. Here's the thing about doing the right thing, though. It's not always a popular opinion. Might be popular for you, but I really don't care about your opinions, right? What I care about is the end result. And again, behind me, woohoo, I can pop it up. Check this out. You guys see over here? You guys see any crowds in the middle of that street? You guys see any federal agents being harassed? You guys see tear gas being deployed? Do you see flashbangs being deployed? Do you see any of that stuff going on right now? No, you don't. So you can hate it all you want. Amanda, okay, I see you over there. So you guys can hate that all you want, but results are results. Now, that's the nice thing about being a civilian is I can do things that are a little bit different than some of you. But it's amazing. What we actually did was we forced the Portland police to do their job. So Tommy ran down this way, right about here is where people got in front of him, trip, fall, whatever. And he goes down here. And I want to show you guys this stuff. This is the parking lot where everything went down. Tommy ran out from in front right here and started coming back this way. He ends up making it like right back over here. When he ran down right over here, this is where you had about 5-10 people, maybe. My mind's a little bit foggy on that. 5 or 10 people that actually came over and tried surrounding him. Now, what ended up happening last night while they were down there, we're going to talk about the river in a sec. What ended up happening, like I told you guys, 10 p.m. When did Tommy get assaulted? 10 p.m. You guys know what else was happening around that time? They played a particular song called the YMCA where everybody was partying and doing something. In my opinion, that was a distraction. And there was much more than 3 or 5 antagonists that were in on it. Those were your like little, you know, like call them your gorilla wing, whatever you want to call it, all right, that ended up going over there and actually attacking Tommy and doing that. That whole YMCA dance party thing, massive distraction. Massive distraction so that that stuff could take place. And then when they made their move to go grab his stuff, you notice how there was people already set in place to come over here and on this sidewalk, literally get in front of Tommy, try to tip him up. It was very well organized. So make no mistake about it. This wasn't 3 people. I don't care how the media plays it. This wasn't 3, 4, 5 people with one idiot that just grabbed Tommy's stuff. It was very well planned out. So I was able to actually give you guys a direct time for when it was going down, didn't I? Yeah, I did. And then you had a huge group of people that was right there. Semper Fi, bro. So you see all that stuff going down. I ended up coming through this parking lot and chasing them back down over here to this side. And they came down. Now, this is what your mainstream media is not going to show you guys. I want you to check this out because again, hometown, home state, love this place to death, you know? It's like I told that guy the other day, like, this is what the hell y'all did with our country while we were away fighting for it. Good job, man. Really appreciate you doing that. No, like, please, you know, if you were taking care of the country while we're away doing our thing, take better care of it. You know, like, respect the Constitution that we have literally fought and died over. You know, like, there's people no longer here because they believe in it. Now, this is the parking lot. That's where Tommy was standing. And that's the river right over here. I went down to that river and it's freaking gross. Some of you guys might have seen the video that I showed you. Now, what you don't know is that when Portland rains, that all of the rain ends up coming up and going in the sewer system and the drainage, it all goes in the same place and it dumps into this river. So if it rains a lot, this thing is like literally filled with human fecal matter. It's not a joke. They haven't updated the sewage system in God only knows how long. But I wanted to show this to you guys because nobody does. That's the old spaghetti factory that people were talking about. I know Nick came out and he was like, yeah, for some reason, like, you know, nobody can get to the old spaghetti factory. I see you guys with your, like, your pukes. That's a fact. Not a lot of people that are not from here don't know that. But this trail actually is beautiful right along the river's edge. And it's absolutely gorgeous. There's, you know, I want to say it's like a hospital that's right down the road, all other stuff. But it looks beautiful. It doesn't smell bad. It hasn't rained so much, right? But all of this stuff is like right out here. And this is actually Oregon, man. This is Portland, believe it or not. This is the city of Portland, for those of you guys that don't know. And so it's funny, you know, that we have people that pretend like this doesn't exist. I'm not a liar. That's a fact. You can go look that up. It looks like we got Antifa in the chat. Great. Now, you can see people that are showing up, starting to crowd up down there over on the corner. Great. But this is where that guy came down. And that guy that assaulted Tommy ran all the way down the road. It is beautiful, man. The guy that assaulted Tommy ran across that parking lot and came down here, ran down, and I was mistaken. I had a couple witnesses that told me they heard him falling through the trees and yelling and stuff, all right? So it sounded like he jumped off the edge. He didn't. Come on and walk with me, guys. I want you guys to see that island right down there. There's a bridge and a little island in the water that you guys can see down there, and you guys can see boats and stuff. That's where you actually got picked up. So when we go down here, just a little ways, walk with me, talk with me. What we're going to do is we're going to come across this little path in just a second off to the left. And this is where the guy went down. So again, organized everything else. Just want you guys to think about this. Problem is that guy ended up getting chased. And there was a couple different podcasters, YouTubers, stuff like that, that actually made it. And he came all the way down here. And again, this place is beautiful. It's sad that people don't know that. Boom. You got trails right here that end up leading down to the water's edge, all right? And he gets chased down. If you guys have seen the video I'm talking about, you know exactly what I'm talking about. So good easement for you to be able to run down. Then he jumped in the water and he swam. It's probably about 800 meters to get down there to that island, all right? There was cops that were searching all along that side of the river, believe it or not. And this is why I say that, like, when I say that, like, effects and things change, now we're talking about technically it would be considered a robbery because they used physical violence in order to take things away. Side of Oregon, pretty sure that's a Measure 11 crime. That's what I was talking with JD about earlier. So Measure 11 crime. This got a mandatory minimum here. So that dude would be, SOL if they ended up catching him. And that was the problem that we had. But they had dog teams and search teams that were all along this riverbank. They had fixed wing aircraft overhead, helicopters overhead, all of that stuff. And they ended up picking them up, from my understanding, right down over there. Now, for those of you guys, Tommy boy. Now, point being, for those of you guys that think that a change in effects haven't happened, I want you to start with last night. And I'm with you guys. It could be, very well could be, that was just a simple thing. It was a one-time deal. These guys are gonna pack up, they're gonna leave. But I want you to notice what happened this morning. What happened this morning was that camp actually got ripped down. It's gone. And they are really butthurt about it. There was this chick, the one that's yelling in the video when they're ripping down the camp, where she's like, ah, yeah, like very raspy, manly-ish type voice. That lady has been a pain this entire time. I'm pretty sure she's methed out constantly. Could be wrong there, but pretty sure she's constantly methed out. And I don't want to say this. It doesn't surprise me that she was as ticked off and as angry as she was when all that happened, because that's all she does. She's just ticked off and angry, right? Like, that's her life. But I'm gonna sit down here and talk to you guys because I'm literally about a block away and we've been covering a lot of madness. And I figure, well, maybe instead of madness, we do this. And I start looking at some of these questions and taking them from them. You guys made a difference. Great job. New sub. Thank you, sir. Greatly appreciate that. We got another on the screen that's sitting up over there as well. I want to make sure I can, you know, go through these. USMC, rah, buddy. Yeah, we did. We made a huge difference. And all it takes is a little bit of organization. Dave B., appreciate that donation, man. And that's, I think, in my opinion, what a lot of people don't understand, right? You guys all think that you might have a tiny voice or you're one person and that your thoughts or your opinions, that you can't make a difference in this world. And I want you to know that you can. It doesn't take a lot of resources. It takes some thinking. That's the end result. Now, tonight, I have no doubt because Antifa is setting up their tents, and especially because the cops came in and ripped all their stuff down. And truthfully, a lot of the people that are on the streets right now over there, it's not even Antifa. It's like tweakers that live in the building. They're basically grifting off of it and just, they hate cops. They hate the federal government. They want to sit there. They want to yell. They want to scream. Like, that's what they're doing, right? See, we got Free Palestine people in the chat. Good for you. So, love you, Tardio. No homo. Appreciate it. So this is where we're at. And if you guys have questions, like, obviously I want to answer those things, but I also wanted to give you guys an honest opinion on what's actually taking place on the ground down here today. So I want you guys to remember what this area looks like where I'm sitting when I go live a little bit later. I've actually sat here along the sidewalk for the last 2 hours. After I went down, I was kind of like on the river's edge taking pictures and stuff. But I actually sat down here for about 2 hours trying to grab people that would be willing to come on camera and take an interview. Now, oddly enough, there wasn't one person down here. Christine, welcome to become a supporter. Thank you. There was not one person down here that was actually willing to get on camera. Lots of people that wanted to talk, but not anybody that was willing to come on camera, which blew my mind. You tell them the reach, you tell them, you know, our following, you tell them all of the great things that we do. You tell them, yeah, you might be shared on mainstream media. It is what it is, right? But the positive, yeah, is because they're afraid. You're absolutely right. Tommy, you know, I was talking to Tommy over text, and he said that not only did they attack him last night and that little thing that you guys saw, but they also doxed him and his job. So now Tommy's got to look for a new job, believe it or not. A lot of that money is going to end up going to Tommy's legal defense and, I mean, for the wrongful arrest, in my opinion, that he had. And so a lot of money is going to go to his legal defense, and a lot of it's going to end up going to getting him a new car. I deleted the link off my ex account because I felt like we had enough. And if we need more, then I'll ask for more. But I don't want to take without actually needing. But I wanted to have that safety net for these guys so that they're out there doing what they do. And we do have that safety net. Now, if it comes out to be that Tommy's taken care of, because right now I might have actually, like, we might, not we, it looks like Nick might have hooked up Tommy with a pro bono attorney. If that's not the case and he needs money, great. You know, we've got that money there to go and fund and get his, like, retainer filled and get him a car. Not a brand new car, but a car, right? So we have that going on. Read some of these super chats. Sorry when you guys see me up here on the screen. It's just how it works with where I've got it. Mike, Zero H Source, with your experience in COIN, how does Antifa act similarly to a foreign insurgency group? So that's a pretty dang good question. They operate the exact same way, to be honest with you. You have your underground auxiliary and guerrilla force. And without accusing the Portland police of it, it definitely seems like there's people that are sympathizers inside of there that may be working with them, or providing information or helping them out a little bit. At the same time, your guerrilla force would be like your actors on the ground, like the guys that went over and assaulted Tommy. Like, those would be your guerrilla force, right? Like, that's what you would be looking at there. The other aspect would be funding and all of those other things. Now, if you listen to that video of that lady down there on the street, I'm not writing Tommy's coattails. I'm just telling you of all of these great Americans that I've met. Nobody's perfect, but if you listen to the video of the camp being ripped down, you hear that lady saying that a lot of that stuff was donated. A lot of their camp was donated. A lot of the food, a lot of the equipment and all that other crap was donated. That's that funding source that goes into it. Now, they're also trying to communicate. I'm not going to tell you how I know they're communicating or where they're communicating, because that would be silly. And just like any other organization that have leaks. Now, here's the difference. Now, this is my opinion on what separates them from your overseas insurgencies versus here at home when we look at it. And it goes down to like mental ability and common sense. They don't have that portion of it, which is why I was able to say at this date and this time, these things are going to happen tonight. Maybe it was just a big coincidence. But the coordination efforts there are so weak because here you don't have actually vetted members documented on paperwork, you know, anything like that, versus in the other places, you actually have people on the payroll. So they're not as well organized or just set up. They're basically a bunch of pissed off teenagers and drug addicts that have some people that are all around, but you know, they've got a big enough following from what I can see to where they can actually make moves and get things done. And they're allowed to do it without attention. And I've been pointing out the Portland Police Bureau for a very good reason. Talking to all the locals and everybody that are out here, what the locals are telling me is that it is the police's fault because they're sending an unclear message. People have stopped calling the police because they're not responding. And this is stuff, don't worry, this isn't just coming from me. I'm going to get JD on here. I'm going to get Nate on here. You got two Oregonians that'll come on here and tell you guys this stuff. People that are like dug in, right? I haven't lived here in years. But 100%, this is how it's done, right? Coming down and showing people actual truth, this is how it's done. And I can flip the camera around right now and show you guys, right? I'm not hiding. That's the protest site right there. And this is me sitting next to the riverside, right? So it's not like I'm making all of this crap up. It is. It's organized crime, but it's highly unorganized at the same time when you start looking at Antifa. And truthfully, of all the people out here, it's, I think people are using that word Antifa because it got very big back in 2020. They were much more violent and they definitely have those actors that are coming into place. But it's not as big and prevalent, I think, as people think it is. A lot of the people that are actually down there protesting, that are standing out there, that are doing all of those other things, all those people that are actually out there doing that, all they are is locals that kind of live in the area that hate the federal government. Most of them don't even know, like, you know, that 19-year-old girl that I interviewed the other day for drinking a can of freaking pepper spray from the feds, right? I don't know anybody, minus that woman, that's actually had that much pepper, like any pepper spray shot, open mouth, like drink, that thing's like essentially a fire hose, right? That got sprayed in her mouth. And I was interviewing her and I asked her, well, what about the people that need to have their paperwork processed, their interviews done so that they can go in there and actually become U.S. citizens? Because now they can't do it. And she was like, oh my God, they do that there? Like, it's what I've heard. That's what I've read. You know, like I personally haven't seen anybody go in there and do it. So what happened? I mean, it's silly to me. I don't agree with the dang thing she's out here doing, but I do respect somebody that is willing to like a hell of a lot more than a lot of people that are trash talking in the comments section here. I'll respect people that are actually willing to like take blows versus people that just trash talk on the internet. If you can take blows, if you can stand up and you could actually like fight for what you believe in, I might not agree with you, but you get that base level of respect for doing that. And maybe that's something that it took me a while to mature as an adult, see enough people get killed to be able to say, you know what? This means something to you if you're willing to give your life for it. This means something to you if you're willing to fight for it, to drink pepper spray. I challenge any of you to go get a, I mean, you don't even have to get like police level OC spray. You don't have to do it. I challenge any of you to go get a little can of pepper spray. Not even a good one, just mace. Go get you a little one and put a squirt in your mouth, right down in the back of your throat. Do it. Come back and tell me that you're able to get out there in 45 minutes and start yelling and screaming. I don't think you can. That's not simping. That's just being honest with you guys. All right. Like that's going to get respect. And I had the same respect for the enemies that were willing to fight me. Mike Zero, what would you consider Antifa's center of gravity? What one thing, if removed, would severely degrade Antifa's capabilities? I don't know, man. I mean, maybe I need to do a target analysis on Antifa while I'm down here and see if we just can't dismantle them. Maybe I'll do that. You guys want to see what would happen if I decided to go legitimately target Antifa and do that? And I wouldn't put that out on here at all. Choice Reviews says, but I'll tell you guys I'm doing it and just watch it happen. Watching from Australia, thanks for everything that you do, Matt. We have Antifa here because they cause so much chaos. Yeah, right. I was shocked to see that Antifa had actually gone international. And that was something else that I talked about. When I was over in Tel Aviv, I saw multiple Antifa tags on the side of buildings. Over inside Tel Aviv, like all the way over in Israel. So the fact that they're international now, this starts off as like some weird and I won't even call them leftists. Like, if we actually want to be honest, they're more like anarchists, if you really look at it, because there's a lot of stuff that the left don't even believe in. So I'm more comfortable calling them anarchists than anything else. But yeah, they are everywhere. They have gone everywhere. And there is a lot of money involved in it and everything else. And it's freaking troubling to me. Mike says, get Carlin on. She has been studying and infiltrating leftist groups for years. I mean, Mike, if you could send her a message, or if you know her, to reach out to me, that'd be great. Unfortunately, I'm not going to screenshot and save all that stuff and try to reach out to somebody. My schedule is just crazy right now. This is the first time I've been able to sit down and chill and quiet. Like, I'm actually happy that there's not chaos going on. Click, bang, boom. I've been dealing with Antifa for almost 20 years and people have no clue what is coming. Last night was Rose City, Antifa showed up. Yeah, I'm aware of that. I actually am not speaking of certain things because there's only so much that I actually want, am willing to disclose that I actually know. But yes, there's going to be stupidity that is coming here. It's not going away. This is what you may probably the eye of the storm, to be perfectly honest with you. That ripping down the camp, that video of them ripping down the camp is actually going to inflame a lot of people. It's going to inflame a lot of people. And that is going to show here on the streets. So what's happening right now, this peace, understand that this is likely very temporary. And we've already seen a reduction in the police force over there. So maybe it's just their daytime presence. And then it's just going to go a little bit more. Ron Jones, yeah, I can't read half this crap. Y'all are flowing way too fast. Let me go back to some of these supers so I don't mess it up. Let's make sure I got this one. JW says, Miss Maceface took a little squirt down the throat when you disappeared for 30 minutes. I don't know about that. I was actually doing a local radio interview. Everybody thinks I'm dating people. It's just not the case. Like, it's not it. People are like, oh, that's your chick. Are you doing that? You guys are actually pretty disgusting. One of you guys actually wrote that blonde girl and were like encouraging her to like sleep with me. It's kind of weird. Like, you guys don't know me very well, and that's okay. I don't mind that at all. You guys are just silly. And I warn people when they get around me that you guys are all nut jobs and thirsty bastards, as you heard me say. So, yeah. Tristan, what's up, dude? Tristan Allen, Matt, if you need a mod for your live, I'm here. Honestly, I think all the attention this week and now the Portland police are being investigated. Well, that's actually what I was calling for yesterday, man. Trouble Actual says he was going to volunteer, but I put, yeah, Tristan, I mean, Tristan's been around for a while, man. I do trust Tristan. Just because Tristan and I have disagreed on other things and we've been able to go back and apologize. So yeah, Tristan, if you want to be mod, I got no problem with that. I'll just have to wait till I get back to my computer and set that up. Chris Peace, become a true supporter. Appreciate you guys. Most of the protesters are too dumb to make an educated decision before joining and help. Yeah. I mean, that's true, man. It really is. They actually come out and they don't do proper research on different things that are out here. They just take advice and words and everything else. I had a guy that walked up yesterday, if you guys missed yesterday's live session, I had a guy that just walked up and started accusing Tommy of beating women. And I was like, go ahead, tell me again that Tommy beat women. That way I could like sue you for defamation of character. Like, Tommy's about to be a rich man or you're about to be bankrupt. St. Cinder says, Matt, gunshots were being reported on site last night by several channels. Was that just horrible clickbait or did something happen? No, nothing else happened other than I'm aware of. Now, I mean, I left probably around 2 or 3 a.m. I'm unaware of any gunshots that actually happened last night. As a matter of fact, if you guys want me to go walk over the cops and be like, hey, were there gunshots reported last night, and just get that on camera? There was no gunshots. What was actually happened out here last night was crap ended up getting stolen out of Tommy's hand, thrown up on a roof. A guy jumped in the river. So Tommy got robbed, just to be clear. That's the legal definition. Tommy got robbed. And they threw crap into the river. And I think that all this, the robbers, co-conspirators, should also get in there. I didn't say it was a homicide, and I ended up deleting it for a reason. So it appeared, from what I heard from the different witness statements, was that the man had ran over and jumped, and he tumbled down the hill screaming and landed in the river. And they had boats that were out here. They had helicopters. They had fixed-wing aircraft that were over there. All that stuff that was searching for him. So I don't think they're... I don't want to say this. We're close to information, but that's it. Yeah, I will go downtown. You guys want me to go downtown and cover that? I can do that while I'm over here. I don't mind. During the calm, during the storm, I can do that. But long story short, Tommy was robbed. And it was much more orchestrated than people believe. They did get the guy. Pretty sure that's going to end up being a Measure 11 crime. I'd have to go check and see what he got charged with and everything else. But Those guys were actually milling around Tommy for a while. So that was planned and they were just waiting for the opportune moment. I saw them all milling around for a while when I was over with Tommy earlier before we walked away. You guys want to go see Chinatown? You don't want to see Chinatown. I haven't been spit on yet. So when I came out with my video of who I am and my background, it's amazing. Not a lot of people, not a lot of these guys come over and get in my face. I think they know I'll rip theirs off. So, I mean, I'm a pretty peaceful guy, but I'll also kill you. So I have no problem defending myself. And I know the law in order to do such. Matt, go witness the PDX downtown homeless and open drug tents. Yeah, no, I've seen it, man. It's not something I need to witness. I've seen it. If you guys want me to bear witness to it on this channel, I have no problem going down there and doing that. I mean, the place is a crap hole. Absolute crap hole, man. I mean, and here's the other problem too. This is a YouTube channel. YouTube doesn't like the open promotion of drugs. And so basically walking down the street in Portland where people are shooting up in broad daylight and nodding off on the side of the street, YouTube doesn't like that very much. So it's got to be done in a certain way. I don't know who's going after families, man, but I mean, I do know that they're targeting families. And that was... I have my own set of beliefs, own set of opinions. There could have been other ways to make all of this happen. That's what I saw. That's what God showed me for like the way forward. So that's what I ended up doing. So yeah, that's where I'm at. I actually have somebody that's on their way down here right now that I need to go meet up with. But I wanted to take a chance to sit down here and answer your guys' questions and go over all this stuff and let you guys know that this place right now isn't crazy. But I want you to remember what this looked like now. And tonight, when I go live, tonight, I want you guys to share this video underneath because what ends up happening is all the morons come out. Yeah, it was a Jewish space laser that shot down and hit Tommy's staff. And then they had another, the Jews had another special space laser that actually infiltrated the brains of Antifa and caused them to act off. So all of this is really Netanyahu's fault. I'm glad we're all up to par on that. The Jews are definitely behind this. This is all the Jews' fault. I'm glad you guys all agree. If Palestine was free, this wouldn't be happening right now. I think we can all, I think we're all in agreement there, right? Like if Palestine was free, we wouldn't need Antifa, clearly. Duh, right? Kidding, ladies and gentlemen, Jesus. The Jews didn't do this for crying out loud. They didn't do this, they didn't kill Charlie Kirk. I want you guys, I'll see you here in a little bit. Peace, love, happiness. God bless. I'm out.